Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Do you ever hear someone say something and it so baffles you that you don't really have a response? I had one of those the other day. I was having a conversation with a man about the Bible, about theology, and I made the statement about, well, the context of that verse, and the guy rolled his eyes, cut me off and rolled his eyes and said, oh, get so tired of hearing about context. I'm sorry, I had to laugh. I laughed then too, because I thought, man, so tired of hearing about context means, I don't know. It's really hard to describe. I guess context has been ruining the construct of certain verses for some people. Well, the context of the place we find ourselves in Romans 3, particularly verses 10 through 18. First of all, it is a quote from various passages in the Psalms and the Proverbs, and it is Paul establishing the guilt of the world, an argument that he started in the first and second chapters, and now is bringing to a conclusion. This argument is going to bring Paul to his great turning point in the 21st verse, which we've been warning you about since the top of the book. We're getting there. So is Paul. I'm not sure Paul knows he's getting there yet. He's working through this conversationally, and being a classical scholar that he is, his conversation is backed by Scripture. Reading into it in verse 9, what then, are we better than they? Not at all, for we've previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin, as it is written. And then comes those 10th through 18th verses of different things. Let's read them again. We read them yesterday simply as a means of showing you where to find them in the Old Testament. But look at some of the arguments he makes. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's no one who understands. There's none who seeks after God. They've all turned aside, become unprofitable. None does good, no, not one. And in all of this, Paul's establishing that man is several notches, and this is an understatement, but several notches down the spiritual ladder from God in both righteousness and in understanding. Their throat's an open tomb. That's an interesting phrase. Their throat's an open grave. Their tongues practice deceit. So literally, man opens his mouth and spews out death. All this stuff's the opposite of God. So God opens his mouth and sends forth life. The poison of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet swift to shed blood. So man is violent, destruction and misery in his ways. Ways of peace they haven't known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. If you were to take this out of context, this is why context is vital, and just read it, you might think that Paul is fairly depressing, that he's trying to show the ineptitude of man, the sinfulness of man. But in context, you realize he's making a point that man has no right to consider himself good. He has a bad history. He has a bad past, and even at his best, man is void of the righteousness of God, void of the goodness of God. This is we're heading up the mountain peak of the culmination of Paul's argument. And he'll transition out of quoting Scripture to writing Scripture in verse 19, as he is now going to bring the law, which was an argument he had back in the middle of chapter 2, he's going to bring it back as he hits his transition verse, and we'll go with him in Romans 3:19 tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.